If you would like to speak to someone in the pharmacy, press 3. Please hold while I transfer your call.
Pharmacy.
Hi, my doctor wrote a prescription for me, and I'm not sure it's the right thing. I have LAD. I have LAD, lesbian anxiety disorder, and my doctor, he wrote a prescription for me. I'm not sure it's the right thing.
Okay, you're going to have to hold on.
Okay, thank you.
If you want to call back in 10 minutes, you can call back. Okay? This is busy right now.
I can hold.
So call back in 10 minutes.
Right. No, but I can hold. I have very bad
hold.
Thank you.
What is your name?
I had a question.
Yeah, you are the person he left on the phone?
Yes, for a very long time. Can I put you on hold for 15 minutes now?
Yeah, but he told me look in the system. What is your name?
So, well, I just have a simple question. I want to know if my doctor wrote the right thing.
Yeah, but we need to go to the system to check the prescription.
Are you the pharmacist?
No, he's the pharmacist, but I'm gonna pull out your profile.
Is Robitussin the right medication for LAD, lesbian anxiety disorder? Is that the right thing?
Okay, but you draw that prescription here today?
No, not today. He wrote it. I haven't filled it out yet. I want to know if it's the right thing.
What medication the doctor gave it to you?
I have very bad lesbian anxiety disorder. You're making it worse. I feel like I'm about to have an attack. I need a brown bag. Do you have a brown bag?
Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes. No, you know what? I took the Robitussin and it's calming me down. My lesbian anxiety is much better now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Please, Mama, can't you see I've always tried to please? I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along. But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian, I don't like nothing swinging between their legs. Yeah, I'm a lesbian.
I've noticed a lot of changes happening with flight crews. You know, there's a lot more male flight attendants now than there used to be, and that's cool. But not all of them are gay. And that's weird. There's a few straight male flight attendants, and I don't like them. They don't care about anything but their manhood. You know, it's like, how do you work the oxygen mask? I'm not gay, okay? Okay, okay, all right, can I get some peanuts? No, I don't serve women, I'm a man. Any lesbians here say, ho? You can be more vocal, you know, this is just a record, nobody's going to see you. Lesbians say, ho! Wow, some people have just changed their sexuality, just like that. Let me see if this turns you on like it turns me on. Okay. I was on a flight, and the pilot was a woman. Is that hot? Is that hot to you? That's hot. Okay. I didn't know that a woman was flying the plane at first, because she flew like anybody else. But then I heard her sultry voice over the loudspeaker. This is your captain. And I was wet for the whole flight. All the way to New York.
Hello, you're listening to show number 3 of the Lesbian Mafia, and I'm your host, Sandy. So thank you for being here for the third show. And I'm going to start by saying that I have someone on the show today who I've been having tremendous anxiety all day long about the fact that Marga Gomez is going to be on the show today. And, you know, I have really bad anxiety. I already suffer from anxiety. And so this is just, not only do I have anxiety, but now I have a really bad sinus headache. And everything that could possibly go wrong today went wrong. Like, I went to pick up my mother for I take her to treatment. And when I went to bring her home, you know, I drop her off. So I pull into the driveway. You know, she's getting out of the car. I'm backing up into the driveway. And what does she do? She runs behind the car. You know, because I don't have enough anxiety. I don't have enough anxiety. Why are you going to run behind the car when I'm backing up? At least wait until the car is in park before I'm backing up into the driveway. Hello? Backing up into the driveway. Backing up. So I almost killed my mother today. And, you know, that would have ruined the interview tonight with Marga. And, you know, I wouldn't be happy about that. And I don't have that filter that everyone else has, that people that don't have anxiety have. That asshole filter. I don't have that. Like, okay, let's say you're a person who doesn't have anxiety and you're dealing with an asshole, right? A person without anxiety, what they do is they say to themselves, without even realizing that they're saying this to themselves, they kind of have this little quick mini litigation, right? Is this worth the energy? You know, is this worth expending energy on? And they can kind of, you know, weigh the scales. And I don't have that, okay? I react to everything like a loose cat. I'm like a maniac, okay? And people who know this, when they know this about you, they tend to like to, like your friends, they know they can fuck with you because they know that you're like a maniac. So my friends are not going to, my friends and my family, they're not going to be happy until I go in the middle of the street running up and down the block with a gun in my hand shooting up at the sky. Okay? They're not going to be, until you do something drastic, people do not take you seriously. Until you do something drastic, I don't know how many times I have to say this to people, I have anxiety. You know, and when J-Lo turns around and fires her entire staff, you know, then they call her a bitch, right? And they call her a bitch. Okay? That said, I'm going to be bringing on Marga shortly. And I don't have a topic today because I'm drawing a blank because she's my first real deal interview. So I'm completely drawn a blank. I have nothing to talk about. And I'm making myself so ill over the fact that I don't have a topic that I think that I'm going to go vomit. And I'm about to get her on the phone right now. Okay, so hello, and I have Marga on now, and I let her hear my intro, and I said, well, if she doesn't hang up, then maybe I have a shot, and she'll stay with me today for the interview. So thank you very, very much for hanging in there with me today. I was late calling you, and I'm hi.
Yeah, well, you know, just delete my the message I sent you. It was a nice message, but I was just like, it's you know, a quarter after the time. Yeah, but I see you had a challenging day, and I think you're calling the right person, Sandy, because I think I learned some stuff about anxiety. I'm a very, very anxious person, and last night I did a gig. It was a benefit for this group here in San Francisco called New Leaf, and they're a counseling center for the LGBT community, which you'd think would be kind of a nice gig. And it was. I mean, I'm in love with this organization, but it was funny because it's one of these things where people pay, I don't know, a couple hundred bucks or whatever, and they get, you know, all the booze and food they want.
Nice.
And really, that's all people want is booze and food. Maybe some ass. But all they could have in this theater was booze and food. And no matter who went up there, they just kept on with the drinking and shaking and mixing the drinks and the eating. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that leads to conversation and that leads to a hell gig when you're up there. And I got up there and I just felt really good about my material. I had my favorite joke I just wrote that day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was dead. Like, the only time they weren't talking or responding was when I was telling a joke. Otherwise, they were very noisy talking to each other. So at one point, I said, oh my gosh, it's a room full of therapists and nobody's listening. So I felt like I was in session. You know, I just started, well, how do I feel about that, Marga? But then they turned around. It was odd because I just sort of relaxed. I figured, well, here I am. We're raising money for this great group, and I'm sure these people are all very caring, but this is the one chance they all get to try to, you know, sleep with each other, so who am I to interfere with my little jokes? So I did my thing, and they actually turned around and started laughing and giving me love. And after my gig, I was walking around trying to drink and eat as much as I could myself. They were all, you know, like trying to like talk to me and stuff, but I said, leave me alone. I'm eating. And so that was kind of cool, because this was a situation where I would have, like, wanted to cry and just numbed out or something. But, you know, I just came home, and it was cool. And today I had actually a daytime gig. It was a university gig, and it was a free thing. And these students all came, like, lunchtime. You know, a lot of these student gigs, they come for the free pizza. And then they have to, you know, listen to me. And the woman in the front was just like a regular. She wasn't a student. She just sort of showed up, and she wanted the pizza, and they wouldn't give it to her. And she, I hadn't even gone on yet, and suddenly there was just like this screaming, and a woman who really was, you know, I think she was actually, you know, maybe mentally ill and stuff, but that's funny.
Did she get her pizza? You
know, she started screaming and going nuts. I didn't know what was wrong. And then they started coming. This was like, you know, like the Women's Center and stuff. It's like, oh, my gosh, the Women's Center is coming to throw a woman out. This is, like, so awkward. And then I saw her, like, dig down into her seat, because obviously she's a woman who's been thrown out of places before. And it's like, there's no way they're going to pry this woman out of the seat. So I just, like, on the mic started talking real soft, which is odd for a comic, but she calmed down. She didn't get her pizza, and then, oh, she even gave me the finger when I said, hey, what, you know, she was giving me the finger, fuck you, it's like, oh, because I hadn't even said a word yet, but then she was, like, laughing and smiling, and then I found out the whole thing was because they didn't give her a damn slice of pizza.
Over a slice of pizza, you know, she's probably one of those that have been thrown out of Henrietta Hudson's in New York City.
Well, yeah.
Have you been?
Pizzeria. Have I been to, is it still there?
I think it is, yeah. I mean,
yeah, that's the west side. I always went to, when I lived in New York, I'd always go to stuff on the east side, like I'd go to Meow Mix and all that before,
oh,
you know?
Right. You know what? I think that place is closed down now.
Oh, yeah, no, it's gone. It's just some creepy straight club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you feel for me with the anxiety thing.
I did. And, I mean, I think what you should do is think, like, how great it's that you didn't run your mother over. I mean, that's like the kind of thing, like, sometimes you get dragged to these Namyo Horengekyo things and you hear people testify and like, their life sounds like shit, and they make it sound like, oh, and it was, could have been so much worse without this chanting nasal humming bee thing I do. And I think yours was really great because you could have run your mother over and then you would have...
It would have been really bad.
Our thing would have been ruined.
Right.
You would have been, you know, it would have been one of those articles. Probably Jay Leno would have made fun of you on the Tonight Show.
Right. Lesbian runs over her mother. Right.
Yeah. Somebody would have got it on YouTube. You know, your misery, your mom. She would have just gone, I was so right about her. Yeah.
Speaking of YouTube, I did catch your vlog on YouTube.
No.
Yes. And it was very cute and funny. What were you talking about? Then lesbians were in the style section or something?
Yes, I'm obsessed with YouTube, and now I just, I was posting some of my stand-up clips, but now I really just want to do, like, an Andy Rooney thing on YouTube.
Okay.
So this was my first one, and I set up my camera, like, in this little backyard thing, because natural lighting is so flattering when you get to a certain age. So, and, like, for you to get seen on YouTube, it's good to glom onto something that's popular, rather than your own petty concerns, right?
Uh-huh.
It's better to glom onto, like, you know, popular petty concerns.
Right.
So the style section went to the Dinah Shore weekend.
Wow.
This, you know, I'm talking about Dinah Shore, right?
Did you go?
Dinah Shore, yeah. You know, it's funny, though. My girlfriends and her friends, they're kind of younger. They are younger. Although I don't think age matters in a relationship.
Of course
not. As long as you have money, I think it's the most important thing. But, oh, Sandy, you're great. Anyhow, like, she and her friends didn't even know that Dinah Shore was a singer and that there was a golf tournament. They just thought Dinah Shore was, like, the name of the town.
Wow.
Like, it was by the shore.
Oh, man,
so
that hurt.
Dinah Shore.
Yeah.
So I just sort of did my little vlog and, you know, 3 minutes, and I talked about this article, and it's nice because I had, like, the picture was huge of these two
fancy girls,
you know, semi-lesbians, and, you know, they looked loaded, and they're sort of making out, and one of them's got these long nails that I wouldn't want really poking around in me, but I guess they, you know, they sort of work it out,
right.
And it's like the lesbian porn star length, you know, which is like, I don't know if those are real lesbian movie.
Long and dangerous, right?
Yeah, and then, like, when you see them, like, after they're fucking and there's, like, fewer nails on them, it's like, ooh, nail check.
Right.
Nail check. So I, yes, I had the picture and looked really good on the camera, and then I figured out how to do little jump cuts with my, my log.
Yeah, I noticed
and,
that.
I stuck it on there, and then what I did was I found the Dinah Shore weekend sites that were real popular on YouTube.
Right.
So then I sort of just, like, I sort of glommed onto them. I made sure that my tags were the same as theirs.
Okay.
And then I kind of made friends with one of the girls who had a lot of, you know, hits. And
right.
So I did a video response to hers, which
mm-hmm.
was really just my thing, and she did one to me.
It's really something.
This, but I'm obsessed.
Right. Now, how many vlogs did you just do that one? And
it's my first, so now I'm like trying to figure out my next topic.
Okay, right.
So I was going to do anxiety, but you took it.
God, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You know what, though, is I will say that I loved the vlog, and you were adorable and everything, and hilarious. But I think my favorite YouTube video of you is when you're singing Guantanamera drunk.
Oh, that was... You're in New York, right, Sandy?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was that karaoke place on, you know, that used to be by CBGB's.
Oh, okay.
It was so much fun. I don't think there's anything better than just getting your girls together and going in one of those rooms. You know, you just get the whole thing to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hate fighting for karaoke. I hate it. So, yeah, that was like my birthday. We were totally bombed, and mm-hmm. and then we left that and got more bombed. But, yeah, I just sort of threw that up there, and I didn't ask my friends. Actually, Murray Hill, you know Murray Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Murray Hill is in mm-hmm. that. Did you recognize
I couldn't,
him?
It was a little dark, and I was trying.
I was
really trying.
Again, either daylight or darkness.
Yes.
Good. Flattering for a certain age, yes. But, mm-hmm. yeah, we belted that one out. I definitely controlled myself from putting all the songs up there.
Yes, yes, because I did a search on you.
You know, it was great, though. I had huge sweat stains under my arm, so it helped. Yeah.
It was a good thing that it was a little dark then, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
See that?
Now, you did a search on me?
Like, I did Marco Gomez on YouTube, and I wanted to see what, you know, what do you got going on there?
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Are you
on YouTube?
No, and I probably should do that, right? I should get into that whole video explosion that's going on.
Oh, yes, you have to go with the podcast and then the visual. You got it, yeah.
Yeah,
a whole
yeah.
bunch of things.
Yeah, maybe.
Facebook.
Yeah, you know, but then that's where the anxiety comes in. A lot of...
Oh, you got some good, you know, there's hardly any Dyke podcasts, and...
Yeah, there's just a few.
Sort of lacking. I'm in fact, thinking, like, I actually have all the equipment and stuff, so I wanted to do one myself. So
awesome, that's a great idea.
I saw you when you wrote to me.
Really? I think it's
yeah.
a fantastic idea, because you're absolutely right, there is not enough lesbians doing this.
And I like your accent, too. I love it. Now,
really?
I'm going to have to ask you, because I was curious.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're in New York, but you sound a little bit like you're from Philadelphia. Are you?
Really? No. I'm born in Manhattan and then raised in the Bronx. Bronx, New York.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think people in Manhattan really have an accent. I mean, like, I grew up in Manhattan and I lived in Brooklyn for a while on Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think Manhattan people just, they're still, like, sounding maybe Dutch or something.
You're right.
Or Huron or whatever the...
Right, like they're from Denmark.
Tribe was, yeah.
Right. They sound Swedish.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Right, but now you're in Frisco.
I'm in Frisco, yes, Frisco. I haven't heard that in a while.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm having a bowl of rice-a-roni right now, yeah. And you know what I'm doing? Can I ask you a question? Because you weren't calling me, Sandy.
I'm sorry.
I know, so I went back to MySpace,
uh-huh.
trolling through MySpace, and my friend request finally got answered from Hillary Clinton. And of course, they made a big mistake, because now I just composed my comment, my first comment, and I don't know if I should send it.
To Hillary?
Yeah, because, you know, the whole election is going to be decided on MySpace.
You
know, and if MySpace is really going to decide the fate of this country, I'm surrendering to North Korea right now. Something. I'm going to just overdose on Trim Spa. So if you look on Hillary's page, and maybe it'll be changed by the time this podcast airs,
uh-huh.
if you ever fix your equipment. You know, maybe this will change, but if you go to her page right now, the one that looks to be the most official of Hillary Clinton's pages,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't say the official Hillary Clinton, but it's a little bit more professional. It's got, like, lots of Hillary Clinton merch and signage and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have, like, the top eight. Like, if you look at Barack Obama's page,
mm-hmm.
his top eight, everybody's got a Barack T-shirt. There was some thought in the selection of the top eight,
uh-huh.
but there was no thought in Hillary's top eight, and it's random. And Bill Clinton isn't in it. Her daughter Chelsea's not in it. And, I mean, you'd expect Tom to be in her top eight because she wouldn't know enough to, you know, she's like a great aunt who got on MySpace. So I put a friend request in. Took several days for her to accept it. Maybe she's on dial-up. She's slow. Maybe she's busy. I don't know. But I don't know who's in charge of this page. But I got my little comment here. I haven't even sent it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Hillary's official page? No disrespect, but it could be a little tighter. That's not bad, right? That's not bad. I don't think. And then who are the top eight? Cabinet members? Where's Chelsea? Anyway, much success, much peace. Because that's diplomacy, right? I say something nice at the end. Because I don't want a lot of haters bothering me, but I just feel like someone needs to speak up now because she's being just creamed by Obama. Creamed. Okay, his page is like, he's got like 500,000 more friends than Hillary. And I just feel, you know, with a little adjustment, her page could step up. Like, her fifth top eight friend today, which is Tuesday, Ms. Nasty. What kind of political creature is Ms. Nasty? And so I clicked on her profile, uh-huh. And it's set to private. You know, if your profile is set to private, either you're a slut or everyone you know is a slut. So there's one comment there from Ms. Nasty. You can't get to really see too much. All you can see is what Ms. Nasty says, which is, don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Hate me because I've got big boobs.
That's on Hillary's top?
You look it up. It's there today. Hopefully it'll change once I post.
Oh my God, I see Ms. Nasty right now.
You see? You're gonna be her friend? And then people post comments, and the way they talk to Hillary Clinton, I don't think is like how you talk to the next president. Like, sup, boo, is not the way to address the president. You go, girl, should not be her slogan, okay? We should be a little more serious about this.
Right, I'm looking at the comments.
Yeah. If you search Hillary Clinton on MySpace, this is the one that comes up that looks the most normal.
Yeah, but there are T-shirts on there now, I think.
There's stuff to sell, which makes me think, you know, don't worry about the T-shirts so much. Take a look at the top eight right now, you know?
Yes,
get rid of some of these people.
Right, top
purge,
eight is key.
Purge Ms. Nasty.
I wonder what Ms. Nasty is about.
I don't know. I mean, look, Bill's gone. Maybe Ms. Nasty is, you know,
take
something's going on. I mean, you know, what's her status now? Is she still married or is she a swinger?
Oh.
I know she
it says married. Oh, she's a Scorpio, by the way.
She's a Scorpio. So it could be she's with Ms. Nasty.
Right. Scorpio, she is definitely with Ms. Nasty.
Ms. Nasty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you attracted to Hillary?
You sound like my girlfriend. Let's see. No, you know who I was attracted to?
Uh-huh.
Barbara Boxer.
Who's Barbara Boxer?
She's a senator from California.
Okay, hold on.
And she actually had an affair. She was married and she had an affair with somebody, or she had an affair with somebody who was married. I thought she was always really good looking. And she's been the senator here for like forever, like for 20 years or something.
Oh, yeah, I'm checking
she's
her out.
She's got a husky voice, and I don't know, she always reminded me of Anne Bancroft. She got some big position when the Democrats took the House.
Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh. She moved up, so, yeah. And she was always one of the more progressive, dare I say, liberal of the Democrats.
Right.
And she kind of held her ground, unlike Nancy Pelosi, who, you know, sort of goes with the wind.
Right.
Yeah.
She's still in Syria.
Yeah, I'm a mom and a grandma. It's like, I don't give a shit, okay?
Right.
She likes this short skirt, so I'm sorry. I kind of just noticed that. I mean, I don't know. I would wear a longer skirt myself, you know, when I go out to the Middle East. But I went to Catholic school. I mean, I just I don't think there's any need to, you know, push the modern fashions in the Middle East.
So she didn't have to wear, like, the whole veil
thing? A burqa and a mini skirt. No. No. But I thought she's sitting down there, and it's like, I don't know. The skirt's, like, going way up past the knee.
Yeah, she's pretty.
She has nice legs, though. I'll give her that.
Does she?
Yeah, but that's not what we should be thinking about.
You're right. Absolutely
I never thought
not.
That about the
right.
guy who was ever there before.
Right.
Who that was. Who was that?
Who?
Heisert? Dennis Heisert? Something.
I don't know.
The former Speaker of the House?
Yeah.
Well, you could ask your listeners that, see?
Yes,
yeah.
I will.
Okay.
I will. But I'm checking out Barbara Boxer right now.
Was she on MySpace also?
I don't think so, but I just
looked at she should be on Hillary's top eight. Like, Hillary, try to get someone who's a professional. Someone over 21, you know? Let's, like, yeah.
Someone like Barbara Boxer.
Yeah, unless you're going to go, like, be a rap star or something.
Right.
Yeah, look at Barack's page. That's all I'm saying. Should I post a comment, do you think?
I absolutely think you should post that comment.
You don't think I'll wake up in the middle of the night with anxiety?
No.
Trying to hit people's cars or anything? No? Okay. All right, I'm posting it. I'm hitting it right now. Okay. Go.
It.
Here we go. This user requires all comments to be approved before being posted.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I could say, you know, communism rules. Yeah. pussy! Yeah. Oh, is it this nasty? No, it's somebody else saying, pussy!
Did you definitely send that comment over?
I sent it, but it's awaiting approval, so, you
okay.
know, we may never see it.
Right, so that's on Hillary Clinton's MySpace, Hillary Clinton 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll put her in my top eight.
Then
people could, like, they go to MySpace. Oh, MySpace thing is my MySpace, which, oh, I hate saying that. My MySpace. MySpace.com/MargaGomezComedy.
Marga Gomez Comedy.
Yes. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll put, well, I'm going to put Barack and Hillary, because I don't know if Barack has approved me yet either. Yeah, I'm playing both sides. Yeah. I'm Karl Rove of the Democrats. So, yeah, if I get them both, then I'll have them both be in my top eight. I'll do all the candidates.
Yeah.
Like, I just hedge my bets. I would be such a mindfuck to put Giuliani on my top eight.
Oh, my God, Giuliani.
Yeah.
You know, they took this poll, who's scarier, Hillary or Giuliani?
Yeah.
And Hillary came out. How is Giuliani not scarier than Hillary? I don't know.
Perhaps because men answered the poll and are afraid of vaginas.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah.
See, this is what... Yeah. Right.
It's just men
right.
hate women with glee. And I, you know, really, I'm
yeah.
not crazy about women either. But, you know, there's just like
right.
this knee-jerk reaction. Of course, you know, I mean some men, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, right.
But, yeah. Anytime a woman gets uppity, I mean, I just wish that Hillary Clinton was a little better of a fighter. She's just a little stiff. I mean, she makes Al Gore look like a rocker.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I
don't know what happens. They get petrified when they get finally in the position they've been waiting their whole lives to be in. They get petrified, and then, you know, you hear about how cool Hillary is when you hang out with her. You hear how cool Al Gore is when
yeah.
you hang out with him. Then they just get, like, deer in the headlights.
Yeah, yeah.
She's got all these videos on YouTube. She sits on this sofa trying to look, like, real casual, you know, and she moves like one arm, you know, like that was approved. You can move one arm.
Right. Now, do you have an opinion on her whole flip-flopping with the war?
I'm not wild about her. I mean, I can't stand when our candidates get cowardly, you know, and they all get cowardly, and she was cowardly back then.
Yeah.
You know, all she wanted to do was build her base. So
yeah.
they lie,
right.
and they negotiate, and perhaps it all comes out okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't sense a lot of, like, strong conviction, and I haven't checked Barack out, but I'm guessing that he's got maybe a little bit more fire in his belly.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to gay marriage, they all get cowardly.
Yeah! Oh, my God!
Except for Dennis Kucinich. I mean, he really
right.
is.
Dennis Kucinich
he's
is the man.
He's out as the candidate that
mm-hmm.
really is honest. He's been consistent all through.
Yes.
And he will never win. He'll never win. He's too dweeby.
Why can't he get the support? Why? What?
He might be too honest, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know why he doesn't get the support. I mean, he may have absolutely no clue as to how to be a politician.
Yeah.
Just,
mm-hmm.
I mean, just how to be a man of conscience. But, you know, I may check him out. I'm not the kind of person that goes with somebody who's just like, who's got the best plan. You know?
Right, right.
I go for the lesser of two evils. I just, you know, and I vote, and people who say they don't vote, I just want to
yeah.
smack them. I think that's a good way to deal with your anxiety is find people who don't vote and say, I never vote. You know, I'm going to kill you, and then I'm going to take your vote.
Okay,
I'm going to take your identity, and I'm going to vote for you.
How do you deal with anxiety? Like, all right, so you had anxiety last night, right?
I recognized it as a time that I could have anxiety, and I just thought, you know what? I'm going to get, like, me a nice piece of steak and then, like, some cake after this.
Right.
My buddy's here, and, you know, I'm at a nice party. So it's like, mm-hmm. I'm going to talk, and
mm-hmm.
they can listen or not. So I just kind of did my thing. I did it for a few people that I knew were already going to be listening to me,
mm-hmm.
and then everybody else joined in. I mean, all you can do is just sort of relax and kind of be easy on yourself.
Okay, Marga's top three for battling anxiety. One would be eating, right?
Yeah. Well, no, not eating, knowing there's a meal coming. The anticipation of eating. Eating itself sometimes causes anxiety, but knowing that a meal is coming is, you know, it's, yeah.
So what else would you suggest for my anxiety?
Well, unfortunately, liquor doesn't really help. It's a Band-Aid, and eventually it will just, you know, slice your leg off. So liquor doesn't help. Caffeine. Sometimes, if you really have anxiety, which I'm sure you really don't, you know, mm-hmm. just normal. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it because I don't do it myself, but...
I know what you're going to say.
You know?
You're going to say sex.
Well, actually, no, I didn't.
I'm sorry. Boundaries.
It's sort of what you do during sex. It's breathing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you can't really break out and have sex at the mall.
Right.
I mean, really.
Right.
So, yeah, sex is. You're absolutely right. Ding, ding, ding. Number one cure for anxiety: sex.
All right. So we'll move that to the top.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was Marga's top three.
To have good sex, you need to, you know, breathe. So maybe breathing is first.
Maybe breathing is first.
Yeah, no orgasm without the breath.
Right.
You need the breath, and then you need, well, you don't need another person, just the breath.
Right, and you need a lot of breaths for multiples.
And then location, location, location. Speaking of which, I have my girlfriend's waiting for me across town.
Okay, all right, you have been so awesome, and I adore you, and I love you, and so...
Sandy, I love you too,
thank
and we'll
you
do this again
so
sometime.
Much, I
maybe
hope
when I get
so.
My podcast, you could be on mine.
I'm so there.
All right,
I'm
I'll
so
actually
there.
Be contacting you to get some tips, because I have no idea how to get it going. But
I'm your woman.
Right on. Okay, and do you feel, how do you feel? Kind of calm, right?
I feel like I took, you know, 7 Xanax, and and I had a scotch.
Okay, and is there a meal waiting?
And I'm going to go binge and purge.
And then, masturbate?
And then I'm going to rub one out.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Bye.
Bye.
So I'm glad that I didn't melt during that interview. If you could call what I was doing an interview. I had a notebook in front of me with a list of questions that I wanted to ask, none of which were asked. Some interviewer I am. I would like to say thank you very much to Marga for taking the time out of her very busy schedule to be on the show, in spite of the fact that up until 15 minutes after the time that I was supposed to call her, I still didn't have a topic. However, I believe she carried along just fine. And I will try to implement Marga's top three for battling anxiety. If you'd like to look up Marga, you could find her on MySpace at Marga Gomez Comedy. You can also check her out on YouTube. You can find her on her website, margagomez.com. And there you can also check out her history, some of her work, what she's done, and if she'll be performing near you. So thank you very much for tuning in and listening, and I'm really glad that you did. And so I will talk again at you very soon. Thanks.
I've always tried to please. I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along, but I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. Cause I'm a lesbian, I don't like nothing swinging between their legs. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, I don't know why God gave me eggs. When I have sex, it's fun and clean. I'm
half my life. But I get no complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. And I'm a lesbian, I'd rather be with Jane than Dick. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, a penis doesn't do the trick. When we go in for 69, I know hers is the same as mine. Hide your wives, cause here I come. I'm a lesbian. I'm a lesbian. When does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.